Isn't it exciting and heartwarming and beautiful to welcome a new child into the world? How special it is for us here in this faith community to be part of Benedict's baptism. The love of Sergio and Josie brought Benedict into the world. Their love of God brings him to this church and to the waters of the baptismal font. I'm very grateful that Josie's parents are here to celebrate with us from Michigan, I believe, and Sergio is from Italy, and his family is hopefully able to watch us through modern technology, through our live stream. So in a fatherly way, I would just like to say a few words to them that I learned when I was on sabbatical in Italy. Benvenuto a tutti voi che siete con noi in questa celebrazione di battesimo della tua creatura. Auguri. That's all I can remember. Just welcoming them to be a part of this celebration and hope that they feel welcome. Benedict's life, his very being, is love in the flesh. Josie and Sergio love him concretely by giving him the care that he needs, especially those things he cannot do for himself. A newborn requires attentive love at those times and circumstances when parents are not used to giving it. For example, waking up in the middle of the night, not having adequate enough sleep, learning new tasks like changing diapers or swaddling their newborn. And it is love that motivates them to concretely care for their son. In our gospel today, Jesus linked love of God, whom we cannot see, with love of neighbor, whom we can see. And it's easy to consider ourselves as loving people if we only look at one side of life, namely how we relate to those people who are loving and warm, respectful, and gracious to us. But if we rate ourselves on how we feel about ourselves in our best moments among like-minded friends, we can easily conclude both that we are loving persons and that we are measuring up to Jesus's command to love. But if we look at the skeletons in our relational closets, our naive confidence soon disappears. What about the people who hate us, whom we don't like? What about the people whom we avoid and those who avoid us? What about those people towards whom we feel resentment? What about all those people with whom we are at odds, towards whom we feel suspicion, coldness, or anger? And what about those people whom we have not been able to forgive? It's one thing to love someone who adores you like a newborn son. It's quite another to love someone who hates you. But that's the real test. Love requires something from us, as Jesus teaches. It costs us inconvenience, sleep deprivation, learning new skills. God's love for us knows no bounds. And many of you know that we priests of the diocese were on retreat this past week, and our retreat master taught us that the love of Christ is transformative, and our desire should be to become more like God, who loves everyone, because each human being is our neighbor to love. And our God loves us to the extreme by dying on the cross for us. In the ritual of baptism, the option for immersion, which we will not celebrate today, best symbolizes the paschal mystery, that going down into the water under the top of it is like a tomb and symbolizes death. When the baptized person comes up out of the water, It symbolizes resurrection. The pouring of baptismal water on the head of Benedict symbolizes his participation in this great mystery of love. Our retreat master said that when we choose to love completely and go out of ourselves, there is always a dying to our selfishness, to our ego, to our being comfortable. And the Paschal mystery continues because we trust in God's action, which is resurrection, giving us new life through a joy and peace inside us, or a changed relationship on the part of the other or on our part. He gave us many examples of how he lived it, but one example might be today. Some of you may have come here wanting a quick Mass, receive Jesus in the Eucharist, and go. But this celebration of baptism adds extra time to the celebration. It is something like you may say, I don't know this family. What do I care? But love of neighbor says, okay, God, give me the patience and the love of my neighbor so that I can die to myself and treat this child as if I were the Godfather or Godmother, celebrating this great joy as the family in the body of Christ. One small example, but that's something that we learned this past week on retreat in regards to love. So I now invite Sergio and Josie and their godparents, Melissa and Jed, to join us with Deacon Bill and myself so that we can celebrate the baptism of Benedict.